You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
A lot is on the line.
Sometimes it's hard, but your mother can handle it. What if there was another way?
And who knows what could be hiding in the shadows?
4 a.m., officers were attacked.
They were wearing masks.
What kind?
The terrifying kind.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, May 2nd. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Somebody call 911 because there's big news about Fox's long-running first responder drama and its Texas set spinoff. 911 has run its course at Fox and won't be returning to the network, but fear not, it's moving over to ABC for a seventh season. Meanwhile, its sister show 911 Lone Star has been renewed for season 5 and will remain on Fox. 911, Fox's highest-rated scripted series, will wrap up its run on the network with the season 6 finale on May 15th before moving to ABC for season 7. Gabe Walker is back to scale new heights. Sylvester Stallone is set to reprise that role of the mountain climber and rescue ranger in a reboot of the 1993 action thriller Cliffhanger. Rick Romanois, who helmed Angel Has Fallen and Greenland, will direct the feature. The 1993 film centered on Stallone's Gabe, a mountain climber who becomes embroiled in a heist with a group of international criminals who lose their stash of $100 million during a plane crash in the Rocky Mountains. The story of the Menendez brothers will be the focus of season 2 of Monster, Netflix's true crime anthology series from Ryan Murphy and Ian Brennan. The second installment, titled Monsters, the Lyle and Eric Menendez story, will center on Lyle and Eric Menendez, the brothers convicted in 1996 for the murder of parents Jose and Kitty Menendez. Netflix also noted that the streamer has exclusive access to the brothers for a forthcoming documentary feature, though there's another series about them that debuts today. More on that in just a minute. Monster Season 2 will debut on Netflix next year. And Aerosmith is ready to unplug the amps after a 40-date farewell tour. The group announced the news on Monday that the Peace Out farewell tour will kick off on September 2nd in Philadelphia and include stops in Los Angeles, New York City, Austin, Seattle, Chicago, and Toronto, among other cities. Before the tour wraps on January 26th in Montreal, the group will take the stage for a New Year's Eve show in their hometown of Boston. The Black Crowes will serve as the tour's opening act. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com.
Number three.
You may think you know the story, but you don't know the half of it. Our number three pick today is the new Peacock docuseries, Menendez and Menudo, Boys Betrayed, which tells the story of how infamous brothers Lyle and Eric Menendez and the international boy band Menudo are connected in mysterious and shocking ways. After the brothers killed their parents in 1989, they made claims that they'd been abused by their father for years. Well, now, one member of Menudo, Menendez's father Jose's favorite band, is finally telling his chilling side of the story that could corroborate the brothers' accusations. Here's a preview.
Jose Menendez and his wife Kitty, they were shot 8 times at close range.
The infamous Menendez brothers.
The brutal murder of their own parents.
These Puerto Rican children are Latin America's stardom.
I thought that there was some sort of connection. Jose Menendez was obsessed with the band Menudo.
It's time for the world to know the truth.
This is the testimony that Eric and Lyle needed when they were sentenced to life.
Are you ready to tell all the details? Because they're very shocking.
Yes.
He is the key to getting action even after all these decades.
I know what he did to me in his house.
Well, before the Netflix series Monster returns next year to cover the Menendez brothers, watch part one of the three-part docuseries Menendez and Menudo, Boys Betrayed, streaming now on Peacock.
Number two.
It's a race against time in our next pick, the new episode of Superman and Lois. This season, we received the devastating news that Lois has been diagnosed with stage 3 inflammatory breast cancer, and not even Superman himself can save her this time. In tonight's new episode, Clark and Lois's sons, Jordan and Jonathan, are questioning just how sick their mother really is, and they're preparing for the worst. Clark, meanwhile, is exploring a controversial medical treatment related to Lois, while Bruno Mannheim is in his ear telling him he should go through with it. Here's a preview.
You lied to us about how bad this is.
Sometimes it's hard, but your mother can handle it.
What if there was another way?
Is it risking a few lives for a breakthrough that could save millions worth it? How far would you go to save her?
So, sacrifice a few for the benefit of many? The Kent family has some tough decisions to make on the new episode of Superman and Lois, tonight at 8 on the CW.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Superman and Lois is certainly not the first time Clark Kent has been the subject of a TV series. But what was the first? Smallville, Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, or Adventures of Superman? Stick around for the answer, as well as our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
knowing the more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th, on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number one.
We've got a double feature for today's number one pick, the season finales of The Rookie and The Rookie Feds. First, on The Rookie, Officer Aaron is attacked alongside another officer by a group of masked assailants. Their fate is now in limbo, and the other officers begin to realize they all may be in danger. Then Nolan and Bailey come face to mask with the attackers and fall into their dangerous trap. Take a listen.
Aaron!
Officer down. Officer down.
Do we know if they were targeted?
I don't know anything yet.
4 a.m. Officers were attacked.
They were wearing masks.
What kind?
The terrifying kind.
One of them is right outside. Call 911. It's a trap.
Bailey!
Well, then on The Rookie Feds, Sam Trammell guest stars as an FBI agent who's drugged and buried alive in the desert outside of Las Vegas. The director of the Feds enlists Garza's unit to investigate the crime, but they walk into something far more dangerous than they thought possible. Here's a preview.
Someone attempted to murder an FBI agent.
You had sodium pentothal in his system.
Truth serum.
You were targeted, then you were drugged, and then you were interrogated, which means you talked. Retrace the steps, find out what he did and who he did it with.
Wow.
This is a briefcase, Nuke. If I move, we're all gonna die.
A lot going down on these two shows tonight. The season finale of The Rookie gets underway at 8, followed by The Rookie Feds at 9 on ABC. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which of the following TV series was the first to center on Superman? Smallville, Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, or Adventures of Superman? That would be Adventures of Superman. The series aired from 1952 to 1958 and starred George Reeves. Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, focused on the romance between Lois and Clark, while Smallville told the story of Clark growing up in his small town and dealing with his burgeoning powers and becoming Superman in the series finale. Well, that is it for our show today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.